When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Britney blasts onto the charts. We officially crowned the song of the summer. We've got John Legend, Charlie Puth, and Youngblood all in studio. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. I hope you guys had an amazing three-day weekend. It's Tuesday, September 6th. Let's talk some music. The charts are wild with Britney Spears, Twice, and God Did. Let's run it down real quick. Harry Styles' As It Was rules the Billboard Hot 100 Songs chart for a 12th week. It also wraps as the top title on Billboard's 2022 Songs of the Summer chart. Congrats to the King, who is definitely in the news this week. And Britney's back, bish, as Elton John and Britney Spears' Hold Me Closer bounds into the chart at number 6.
Hold me closer.
Over on the Billboard 200 Albums chart, DJ Khaled lands his fourth number one, as God Did debuts with 107,500 equivalent album units earned in the US in the week ending September 1st, according to Luminate. And Twice collects its third top 10 with the debut of Between 1 and 2 at number 3. For the rest of your charts, hit Billboard.com. Youngblood's self-titled album is on track to top the UK charts, which would be his second number one album. He told me how Youngblood is his most personal work yet.
This whole thing was an exercise for me to just find friends and people like me, being like, I feel so isolated, I feel so alone, and I feel so different in this world. I literally looked into an iPhone and went, hello, is there anyone out there like me?
If you feel like you're out there and you don't belong anywhere, welcome home.
To be honest, I don't even really see myself as a musician first, which is such a mental thing to say. But here, I see myself as a communicator, and this album is called Youngblood because I think it's about me.
Another self-titled album is on the way, Charlie Puth's Charlie, and he told me about how he made this album thanks to some input from fans on TikTok.
Usually I'll write music before or after I get off stage, after that rush of performing for 10,000 people and having an idea come to my head. I was so used to that for so many years, and it was the first time in a while where we weren't playing shows. I didn't have any of that. So I turned to the internet.
What if there was a guitar that went bang, bang, bang?
And performed, I guess, in a different way. It performed me making a song and the process of making a song, and getting that live reaction back from millions of people made me want to finish those songs.
You turn me on like a light switch.
Billboard's Karl Lamar sat down with John Legend, just right over there, and he got the EGOT awarded icon to tell us where he stands with Kanye West.
I also heard a podcast last week, spoke about an old friend, Kanye. Do you think there's a way to possibly make it work and rekindle?
What I said in that interview wasn't that because we voted for different people.
Or he was running, yeah.
We weren't friends anymore. What I said was he was upset with me that I didn't support his presidential candidacy. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know a way around that, because I'm not gonna take back the fact that I didn't support his presidency. I'm not gonna apologize for that, right? Because I believed that was the right thing for me to do, and I still believe that that's the right thing for me to do. And if that means he doesn't wanna be friends with me anymore, then so be it. We have great music we made together. Mm-hmm. He helped make me who I am as an artist, and I'll never forget that. And we just not seeing eye to eye right now, and that's life.
And that's okay.
That's it for today. Make sure to subscribe for more Billboard news and interviews, including our KCON coverage this week. I'm Tetris Kelly for Billboard News. I'll see you tomorrow.